Hello, everybody. KDC, KDC Movement, back again with another podcast episode. I want to say I pray that everyone is doing well and that everyone is having a blessed week thus far. Let's get in today's episode entitled Don't Give In, Put the Devil on the Run. Don't give in, put the devil on the run. Now let's look at this. When I look at the definition of what it's defined as to run, it means to flee, retreat, or to escape. Now, James 4 and 7, a familiar passage of scripture, tells us that if we submit ourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Don't give up. Put the devil on the run. Back in the 2000s, I remember Eminem releasing a song titled The Real Slim Shady. And the thought, and it came to my mind, will all the real saints please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. In this day and time, will all the real saints stand up and stand firm and be as Psalms 1 and 3 talks about, a tree planted by the rivers of living water, that we shall not be moved. Let's get into it. Psalms 144 and 1. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. What is David saying here within this text? Which is said to be a song to the Lord who preserves. Let's stick a pin right there. To preserve. Now, if we look at the transitive perspective of it, meaning that something has to happen, it's defined as to keep alive, intact, or free from decay. From an intransitive perspective, meaning that nothing has to happen for God to be God, because he's God all by himself, is defined as to be able to be preserved. If I was to word it another way, some people may say it like this: yet and still you're able. Over in the New Testament, if we look at it, when Jesus looked in the cup and he began to see all that he would have to endure for us, he said, nevertheless, thy will be done. Yet and still you're able. Jude 24 and 25 puts it like this: now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to prevent you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Don't give in. Put the devil on the run. Looking at this text, how does this tie in with putting the devil on the run? Well, I'm glad you asked. Praise is your weapon. Your worship is your weapon. Your prayer life is your weapon. Your relationship with God is your weapon. Jesus himself tells us in Matthew 16 and 19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. the keys to the kingdom. Then he said he gave us power to tread upon serpents. Power. You see, David here knew that we had and have the power to overcome the enemy. David already knew that. He knew that. He also knew that there was a particular sound that when we begin to open up our mouths, that shakes the very gates of heaven. A sound. There's a sound that goes off when we begin to really tell God that I thank you. When we begin to really tell God, God, I magnify you. God, I glorify you. God, I adore you. God, you are Jehovah Jireh, my provider. God, you are Lord of Lords. God, you are King of Kings. You are the great I am. And beside you, there is no other. There's a sound that begins to shake heaven. When we begin to decree and declare what God himself told us, that I am the head and not the tail. I am the beginning. I am the first and not the last. I am above and not beneath. I am more than a conqueror. When we begin to open up our mouth and we begin to stand on the word, God did say when the enemy tried to come up and tempt him in the wilderness, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. When we begin to stand on and apply the word in our worship, it works as warfare against the enemy. Every time we lift our hands and open our mouth, it serves as another blow upside the enemy's head. Every time I say, thank you, Jesus, it serves as another black eye to the enemy. Every time I pick them up, put them down, I'm stomping the enemy beneath my feet. Don't give in. Put the enemy on the run. He has no power. He has no edification. He has no relevance in our lives unless we give it to him. Yes, I know that sometimes the challenge becomes so challenging that we're tired. We become weary. Yes, I get it. It does say that be ye not weary in well-doing, but sometimes we're human. We begin to get weary. God, I've been standing for you. God, I've been obeying. God, I did what you said. Why is not a change taking place, God? I'm not seeing any manifestation right through here, God. What is going on? But if we hold fast, my God, today, and let our praise be our weapon. Not only will we feel better, but it will be better. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. See, we got to understand that it was the praises that got David out of some dire situations. It was the praises that spared his life before the king who was trying to kill him. It was giving God all the praise in the presence of the enemy that confuses the enemy. So, my brother, my sister, I beseech you to keep holding on, to hang in there. Yes, I know it's challenging. Yes, I know it's uncomfortable and it does not feel good. But I beseech you, I challenge you not to give up. to use your praise as your weapon. Put the enemy on the run for a change. Put him beneath your feet. Utilize the victory that's right there within your mouth. Speak and declare victory. Command your day. Command your wealth. Call out everything that it is that you want. The Bible says, speak those things, be not as though they were commanded. Command finances. Now, if you're not paying tithes and sowing seed, you know, we need to go back and look at that in Malachi chapter 3. But command your finances. Command peace. Command joy. Bind discord. Bind disarray. Bind the strong man. It's in your mouth. It's in your worship. It's in your decree, your declaration, and your gratitude to God. It's right there. All we have to do is press in and use it. I love you, my brother, my sister. I pray that your week continues to be blessed. I pray the peace of God. I pray the blessings of God. I pray joy, unspeakable joy, even now. I pray that ways be made and doors be open. I pray that God lift up a bowed down head for my brothers and my sister, even now. That feel that their backs are up against the wall. God, make ways out of no ways, oh God. God, as the old saints would say, be a wheel in the middle of a wheel, oh God, like only you can. God, and I count it to be done even now, oh God. And I thank you even now, oh God. And so it is, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you all. Be blessed.